somebody you'd heard from that before. Okay. Now, did you have a place where you milk your cows? Any place special?
Yeah, you had a milking barn, what I mean, a shed, you know.
Yeah. And,
that consisted of a stool and a porcelain bucket. And,
used to milk with a bucket?
Well, in other words, you milked into a bucket. You milked by hand, see.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure. But was it bucket or it was metal?
Yeah, porcelain. In other words, them days you had a lot of your pots, in other words, like you've got aluminum pots now,
uh-huh,
and the granite pots. They used to call it porcelain. They would take the metal and pour this, and if you happen to hit it, it'd chip, you know.
Yeah.
And, but usually those were the easiest to clean and all, you know.
Yeah.
And you always had a good milk bucket, you know. And that's what you carried your water in to drink, you know.
What about a place where you might let the animals kind of all just roam around near the barn? Do you have a name for that? Or near maybe all the stuff you had together? Or?
Well, like I said, they just had, around here they called it the back lot, you know. But I mean, they used the fence off part of the back lot to keep the animals in.
Okay.
Whereas,
place where they'd eat, maybe, would that be the same place? Would they live in the same places where they'd eat?
Yeah, in other words, we usually had the back lot. In other words, it was open, and then you had the shed, your barn, or whatever you want to call it, you know, where the animals could seek shelter from that. And then, of course, maybe one part of it would be fenced off for the chickens, you know.
Yeah.
And hog pen, why, you usually made them portable where you could move them from place to place, you know. And about the only thing you'd do to the hog was take and pour a couple sheets of galvanized metal over one corner, you know.
Yeah. Enclosed, you call that the what?
Well, in other words, you built a hog pen we used to build it out of pine saplings.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you just take and lay across pine saplings, you know, and fasten them at each corner, see. And then you take and throw a piece of metal over the top of it, a corner, you know, piece of sheet metal, galvanized roofing. And then, like I said, when you got enough manpower and you wanted to move it, you call all hands and the cook. Everybody get on the corners, you know. Let the younger child goose the pig. Get him to move, that you know.
Okay.
Pick the trough up and bring it and throw it over in there.
So you didn't have a place where you could let them out and graze?
No.
Okay.
After we got out in Baksat there,
mm-hmm,
you know, it was all that land was open then, see.
Yeah.
We're talking about Pascagoula then, this was way out in the country. But I mean, you know, for this town.
Yeah.
See. Them days, when my parents first moved out in on Ingalls, it was a dirt road. You know. Market Street was a dirt road.
Yeah.
The only street in Pascagoula that was paved was South Pascagoula Street and the Beach Boulevard. See? Candy Street was Rock Road. Delmas Avenue was paved.
Rock Road?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
It was just put oyster shells on it and rocks, a load of gravel.
Okay. What was the shell road?
Well, the shell road was, in other words, down here we had an awful lot of oyster shells, you know.
Yeah.
And clam shells. And consequently, they'd use that for road building.